All right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors Bell Bar Tee, and it's time to take it to the streets.
Hey, sing it. We could be
You don't want me to shut down the radio station, do you?
We could be two additions to the Doobie Brothers.
All of our advertisers request that I don't.
Taking it to the streets, though. You got that part of the chorus exactly right. Don Yeager over there, Bill Bartee over here. He's the lead singer. I'm the backup singer. We are the outdoor guys here on WBT. And Don, Open Street 704 is something we've talked about several times over the past few years anyway. Not a whole bunch of years because it's kind of still brand new, but it is picking up steam four times a year on a Sunday for some hours. The city of Charlotte closes down the street for us to walk, to ride our bikes, to shop, to have fun with the Open Street 704. And we're going to bring on Monica Holmes for Open Street 704. She's going to talk to us about the upcoming announcement on the next locale of Open Street 704. And we've got our fingers crossed that maybe she'll break the news with us here prior to the 17th. Monica Holmes, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here. We're super excited about our spring event. It's going to be really great.
Give us a breakdown on these events. Did I get it right? Is it four times a year? And how did Open Streets come about? Why is it important to us?
Okay, so you were close. We've had four events, but it's actually right now, it's two times a year, so once in the spring and once in the early fall. And we are kind of right now exploring. It's been so popular that we're actually exploring doing more. So you might be right in the future with four, but right now we're still sticking to two. So the Open Street 704 got started 2 years ago, and it was from a grant from the Knight Foundation to both the City of Charlotte and Park and Recreation with the county. And it was really to say, what if we turned 3 miles of street into parks for a day? And what would that be like, where people could come outside and have a Zumba class in the middle of the street, ride their bike for multiple miles, maybe go for a jog, and just play in the street. So streets make up about 30% of our city. So they make up between 25 and 30% of our city. And on every other day of the year, they're really just for cars. So Open Streets flips that on its head and it says, what if the street's not just for cars, but the streets are for people? So that's what we've been doing, and our events have kept growing. The program's growing, and we cannot wait for our spring.
All right, Bill Bartee, I challenge you to a stickball game.
Hey, let's bring it. We can open it up.
Is that okay? Can we do that? Can we play stickball
sure.
in the street?
Sure, we'd love it. It's
been a long time since I played stickball.
I don't know if you want me out there playing stickball.
Yeah, one of our most popular activities is Gaga Ball. So you guys could play that.
I'm confused. What's that?
It's some handball game that one of the summer camps does. I don't know all the rules, but I'm sure you guys could.
Oh, my kids are all into that. Some four square, that sort of thing, too. Monica, I mentioned that it's picking up speed, and I think it's picking up speed in regards to Open Street 704 because of people participating more, including not just people going there, but vendors, whether it be music, whether it be businesses being open. Normally, the events are Sundays, 1 to 5 or so. Is that the case? Has participation been picking up by vendors, bands, that sort of thing?
Yes, it has grown. So from our first event to our past event, we've grown from probably about 50 to 60 different, we call them activity hosts, to we now have over 130 activity hosts. So when you think about, 3 to 5 miles of street, and then you spread out 150 different activities, once you include kind of the bands that we provide. So we provide bands from Tosco Music Party. We provide some of the really fun activities like the Bubble Guy and Chalk Artists and things like that. So once you take all that into account, yeah, we've grown by probably, 75 to 80 different people participating. So that helps really drive the attendance, and also it gives people diverse experience, so they can experience a whole range of different activities and things you can do in Charlotte.
Hey, the last one came down close to where Don and I hang our hat over at Jesse Brown's. It was on the south side of town, Madison Park, Selwyn Park, Montford, Freedom. It's been in the Midtown. It's been on the east side. Hey, where's it going to be this spring?
Okay. Well, that is a great question. So I'll give you a few hints, but we are actually having our big route reveal party on February 17th at Free Range Brewing on Davidson Street. So that's kind of your first hint, is that that was on our very first route. And I will say that it's very close to the route that we are going to reveal. And we're excited. This is the first time we've ever had a route reveal party, but we know that people are anticipating more and more as to where, you know, Open Streets is going to head.
How do areas vie? Do they are they nominated? Are they just considered? Do they lobby? Say, hey, we want to do our neighborhoods. We want to do this side of town. How does that work to be chosen?
So it is, right now we have had people start lobbying more and more. Actually, the last route, the one that was closer to you guys, we went in that direction because of the volume of lobbying that we got from people that live over there that really said, we want Open Streets to head this way. We have our first four events were really experimental in nature. We were trying out new ideas. We didn't repeat anything. We went to different parts of the city, and really it was about our team. Our team is about 30 to 40 people, kind of our team learning what makes Open Street special and what really works for Charlotte. So we're all for people lobbying in the future. If people want to, you know, email us, go on our website, kind of, you know, start a campaign. We haven't gotten to quite like the crazy level of lobbying yet, but it's really a combination of who wants it, where is it successful, and then how do we reach our goals. So our main goals are connecting diverse neighborhoods, so looking at equity in the city and how do we do that, how do we bridge those neighborhoods, and then creating an environment for wellness, so looking at how we can be, you know, stronger both as a city and personally. So we're trying to do all those things with our routes, and we take all those things into consideration when we decide.
How do we participate in Open Streets? Do we just show up?
So you can just show up. So that's kind of like, you know, entry level participation is show up. So we haven't, and I haven't even mentioned this yet, we haven't officially announced the date yet of Open Streets for the spring, but I can do that today. So show up on the day of the event and just participate. You can register to be an activity host, which those are, you know, one of the 130 to 150 people that just do something fun. So paint pumpkins, maybe not this time of year, but, you know, you can do a craft project. You can host a game. You can have a dance class, any of those things. That's kind of the second level. And then the third level is, you know, we're actively trying to make this program sustainable. So you can be a sponsor. You know, you can take a more active role in it and help sponsor Open Streets to keep it going for the years to come.
Is there an admission fee?
Nope, no admission fee. It's free. So
hey,
we
can afford that.
Yeah, it's free. Free to show up. It's one of the, you know, it's 4 hours, and you can pretty much spend all 4 hours doing something different and fun the whole time.
Now the trick question. Where do we park?
Well, y'all are trying to, like, really get me to reveal the route. So
darn.
We, most of the time, our routes are close to neighborhoods, and we highly recommend that people park on street in those neighborhoods. You can take transit. All of our routes have been connected to transit, both bus or light rail. You know, and so those are opportunities. And there's a couple, like, larger parking areas on our route. You know, the great thing about Open Streets is you can enter at any point, and you can leave at any point. There's not really a start and finish. So, you know, you figure out where you might want to head. You can look at the map, figure out what zone calls to you, and park near there and just start experiencing Open Streets.
I can see it right now. Don Yeager, Bill Bartee, the Outdoor Guys, stickball activity host.
There you go.
Oh, y'all should do it. It would be awesome.
The Bill Bartee Challenge.
I'm sure a window will be broken. I can just see that right now. Monica Holmes, we look forward to coming out and seeing you at the Free Range Brewing. We just invited ourselves at it. It's on February 17th. It's a reveal. We're going to find out when and where the next Open Street 704 is going to be. Monica, thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys here on WBT.
Thank you. Can't wait to see y'all on the 17th.